We are learning Masechta Shavuos Daf Lamed Tes Amud Beis, and we are beginning approximately 8 lines from the top by the 2 dots. It said in the Braisa, "Them Omar Eini Nishba." If a guy says, "I don't want to swear," what do? You take him out of Bezin right away. You don't want to be Chayz like Rashi says, and he pays right away. We don't want to take a Shavuos Shekem. Omar Eini Nishba. Point Beis Biyad. Them Omar Eini Nishba. If he says, "I'm going to swear," Ha'im Sham Aimrim. Move away from the Anoshim Harashom Ha'ila. So now, Bishlam Ahud Kamashtaba Bay Kayabi Surah, which Stam, a few what you asked before, that Lachar, what's wrong? We're calling them Rashom, and that wasn't even, that was Pashat. The guy making Yeshua was definitely a Rasha. But the Gemara wants to know, Ahud Kamashtaba Bay, what did he do wrong? Ahud Kamashtaba Amai, why is he considered a Rasha? So Gemara says, Kedatayim Shem Tafanayim, Ashua Sashem Tia Ben Shneim, Alameid, Shecholo Shua Ashneim. The Shavuos chal on both of them. Look at the top Rashi. What's the pshat? Shneim nenoshim ba. They both get oynish. Like dictate limsor mi moyne biyad nemon about the chil Hashem. Lemaisa, maybe it wasn't on purpose, but you caused the chil Hashem by giving to this guy who was not a nemon, and we had an argument over here. You caused the chil Hashem, and therefore both are shodik. They're both considered suru no maal olei anoshim hashem eile. Both suru shom, even the person in Nashbia. And just to bring it out even more, and even if the other guy's right, whoever's right, even if one of them is right, still, to make a shvua, using Hashem's name as a way to collect money, that alone is a chilul Hashem, even when it's true, that alone is a chilul Hashem, and therefore, they are considered rishon, because that's not a shvua is not a good thing. You see, from this Gemara, a shvua is not a good thing. So, the Gemara Vayta. I'm not doing it on your whatever in your mind. Whatever in my mind. That's what we make. Or Bezdin's mind, Hashem's mind. Why did I say this? Mishum Kanye the Rava. Famous story we had Kanye Rava a few times. That a guy owed money to someone and he said, "I don't owe you money." And the guy said, "You do." So he said, "Make a shvua." So he took his walking stick and handed it over to the Malva and he made the shvua. I said, I don't have not one penny from you. And it turned out he was right. Because he gave the stick to the Malva. And the story there, how he found out about it, was the Malva threw the stick down and popped open, all the money came out. So because of that, we say, the Shavua means that you don't owe any money. Don't play any shtick, because it's going on my das, not on your das. That was the reason why they say, I'll die das bezdin, das amokoim, and I'll die ti by Moshe Rabbeinu. Now we come to a geshmak sugya of a tiny shtay kesef, which we will stop in the middle, because it's a long sugya. The Gemara, the Mishnah says that there's something called Moedim Mikses. And the Mishnah says, Shvuas Adiyon, Matayna Shtei Kesef, Vaidah B'Shava Pruta. A Taina, claim of 2 Kesef, and Vaidah B'Shava Pruta. And to Shiloh, exactly, what does this mean exactly? So let's see the Gemara. It's Machloikis. Machloikis, Rav and Shmuel. I'm a Rav, Kfiras Taina Shtei Kesef, which means Rav saying that there's a shear for the Kfira as well. Which means like this, you have to moida at least a pruta, and you have to deny at least 2 kesef. No. You have to deny at least 2 kesef. If you deny a little less than 2 kesef, then it's not called a denial. It's not called a denial. So that means the claim obviously has to be 2 kesef and a pruta, because if not, you're not going to have, if you can't be moida and deny 2 kesef. So it comes out, Rav, in our Mishnah saying 2 shiurim. Kfira is 2 kesef, and pruta is, and the haidah is a pruta. Shmuel matayna atzma shtei kesef. The shear of 2 kesef is legabi the claim. Afilo kafa ala pruta. So that means, according to Shmuel, you could be kafir a pruta and be moida on 99%, and just kafir a pruta, or you could deny 99% and be moida on a pruta. Either way, it's good. What's the din shtei kesef? It's the claim. Shmuel Matanya asked the kesef for lekav la pruta, lekav la pruta, lohayda la pruta chayv. So Rav is to say that the Mishnah is meduyik like Rav and the Psukim like Shmuel. Amar Rav Deka Masisim Kavasei the Rav, Koroyik Kavasei the Shmuel. Deka Masisim Kavasei the Rav, Tanya says the Mishnah, Tanya shtei kesef vayda shava pruta. Says now Mishnah that a Tanya is 2 kesef and vayda shava pruta. Now if the din was that Kfira, the sheer of denying, is enough for Shavu Pruta, why don't the Mishnah teach us that sheer? If the first three words of the Mishnah, Tanya Shtei Kesef, is just a general claim, so why are you only giving me a sheer for Adar Shavu Pruta? Tell me Adar Shavu Pruta and Kfira Shavu Pruta. V'ilu kfiris tainus shavah pruta lo ketani. So that's raya number one. V'tana nami, the Mishnah in Maseches Bava Metzia, that lists out all the different things that are pruta. And one of the things, the different things that are pruta over the ayin shavah mishnah, oh, you know, and this and that, all the things there. V'tana nami, hoida pruta, v'ilu kfiru of a pruta lo ketani, does not say kfiru of a pruta. So it sounds very much like Rav. Our Mishnah sounds very much like Rav. The Kroi Kavasei the Shmuel, and the Pasuk sounds like Shmuel. And really, more later on, we'll ask even a little kasha in a certain way on Shmuel. We'll see how Shmuel learns the Mishnah. But the Mishnah is Meduyik. Both Mishnahs are Meduyik like Rav. The Kroi Kavasei the Shmuel. Why? Because it says in the Pasuk, the Chsiv. And this is the Makar from Moed Miksas. It says in the Pasuk, Ki yitin ish el re'eyu kesef ekeim lishmar. So it says in the Pasuk, kesef ekeim. And we darshan. Ki yitin ish el re'eyu kesef ekeim lishmar. Ma keilim shnayim. So keilim is also in Rabim. So it's two. Av kesef shnayim. And ma kesef dava choshev. Av kol dava choshev. And you also need dava choshev. Just stop over here. I'll explain the drasha a second. Rashi says it later on, is that when it comes to keilim, with the Gemara later on, Daf Mem and Beis says, that if I tainu, you owe me two needles, and you say you owe one needle, there, that's enough for my demiksas, even though they're not choshev. But if it's going to be something else, it has to be choshev. Learn from kesef, it has to be something choshev. It has to be worth two kesef. If it's a needle, a kalim, it's enough to be just kalim. But it alone is two. But we learn from kesef that my kesef, choshev, avkol dava choshev, has to be worth two kesef in order to have the din of Moedim Miksas. The Kamarachmana on the Taina of Tukasev, Kihuza, doesn't say any more than that. It says, on that I say, I was Moedim part of that. So Shmuel, I have a raya from Kihuza, the extra word Kihuza, is teaching us that on that you Tainid, I'm Moedim. So you see, the claim of Tukasev is sufficient for the parasha of Moedim Miksas. That's what Shmuel says. For Rav, Ahume Boile, Loidov, Miksas, Ataina. Rav says, nah, it's not extra. That is the makar for Yidav Miksas. But it's not a riot to you. V'Shmuel says, no. K'siv hu, v'k'siv zeh. Why say hu and zeh? Just say ki zeh, the only all this. What's hu and zeh? The kofar v'miksas, v'oidav v'miksas chayiv. To teach us that hu in this parasha, hu and zeh, is teaching us that hu and zeh, that hu was the taina, and zeh was the miksas, moidav miksas. That's enough. For Shmuel, k'siv hu, k'siv zeh, the kofar mikzvah and mikzvah chayiv. For Rav says, no. I need both of them to teach us the halacha moedim mikzvah. Chad lo yidav mikzvah sataina. There's a din of parish of moedim mikzvah. V'chad, and the hu is teaching us, lo yidav min hataina. It has to be hoidav part of your claim. But for Shmuel says back, what do you mean? Lava meila shamit mino? The chosu lo yataina. Forget about the extra words, you're right. One part of the pasuk zeh is for moedim mikzas. Who is saying minataina? But the ma'aseh, what is it saying? Ki hu zeh is going on what? On shtei kesef. Kalim is two. Kesef is of a chashu. Shtei kesef. Shtei kesef alone, you can say moedim mikzas. So it's called a riot to me. Shmuel says it's not a riot to you. Lav meilu shayim mina the chashu etaina. Elam rav. I'll tell you my drasha. Elam alach rav. The word kesef he says is extra. Kesef ki osim ikaro lekviru dasa. The word kesef is extra to teach us that you need a kviru of kesef, of two kesef. Dimkein lichtaruch monak yitin esh areo kalim lishmar. Just say kalim, I know it's two, I don't mean a makim shnayim akol shnayim. So kesef kosach more lonely, why need kesef? It may inyan l'taino, if you don't need it. For the taino, for the claim, tenu inyan lekviru. Teach us, because kalim is teach us taino. Teach us the kviru has to be two kesef. But Shmuel Amalach, no, I need kesef. It's a parable of Ravos. But Shmuel Amalach, he calls a chmona kalim, like calls a kesef, I mean, ma kalim shnayim, I've called shnayim, but you don't need dava chashev. I've dava chashev levina. Kamash v'lam, that you need a dava chashev. That's what you need the pasuk for, according to Shmuel. So Lamai said, at the end of the day, the pasuk is more meduyik like Shmuel, but the Mishnah, we said, is more meduyik like Rav. And now I want to go ahead and directly ask questions on Rav and Shmuel from the Mishnah alone. Zok the Mishnah, our Mishnah. Tanat, Shtei Kesef, Yeshtu Biyodcha. Rumi comes to Shimon and says, you owe me two Kesef. So the guy says, Ein Lecha Biyodi El HaPruta. Says, I only have a Pruta. Pot. Say in the Mishnah, this is, it says clear in the Mishnah, such a case, that your potter says, Ketzach, take as a libiot, chenaviyad ilapru, the potter, as the Mishnah says. Why a potter? Why a potter? L'chayra, he's made the mixas. So Zok the Gemara, sounds like Rav, very much. My time, Lamashum, the Choshe, La Taina. You know why? Because we're missing the Taina, we're missing the Kfira, the denying on two Kassas, such a case. So it's Yufta the Shmuel. It's a stira to Shmuel. Mama stira to Shmuel. How else are you going to miss them? Stay cast the Yashu Yadcha, and we'll prove that you had to learn. Amalach Shmuel. Now, Misavis Shavaktani, we're not talking about Misavis Shavaktani, Dafkaktani. We're not talking about that you owe me something worth two kesef. Unless it could be anything. And what it means is, you took two bars of gold from me. And the guy says, no, I only took a pruta. Pruta is the chayshus, and I said it's a gold, silver, and silver is silver. Kesef is silver. This is the chayshus, so it's not the same taina. Which means Shmuel is answering that it's not because you don't have a kfira of two kesef. Not the pshat. Pshat is because not a minah taina. Because you thought it meant shava, it means shava. It means dafka, two bars of silver, and he says no, with copper. It's not the same thing, and therefore that is the reason why you put it. So the Gemara, Yochim, a Seifa, look at the Seifa. It says in the Seifa, Shtei Kesef Upruto Yashviyotcha. It's Mamma sounds like Rav. Two Kesef Upruto Yashviyotcha, Inlechabiyot Upruto Chayef. So you have Bishlama Shava, that means that value, Mashavah Chayef, because now you have enough to have a Kfira on two Kesef. It's Mamma Shmak, it's Mamma Shak Rav. Eliyam is Dafka, but if it means bars of Kesef, and then a piece of the chayshus, and he's moed on the chayshus. And my chay, mash tonu loyid loy, mash loyid loy tonu. He wasn't moed anything on the kesef. So the Gemara, that's not shver on Shmuel. Punk the Shmuel is not shver. Why? Me do time of Shmuel. This whole shagat is Shmuel. Don't remember nachman Shmuel. Tonu chidim sorry moed loy, but echad mehem. He moed the one of it. That's called memina taina chayiv. Chayiv. So that's what answering Shmuel. So Shmuel, well, let's chaz over. The Mishnah says two halachas. One halach is, if I'm tevei you shtei kesef and you moed a pruta, potter. Another thing it says, if I'm tevei you shtei kesef and a pruta, and you moed a pruta, yechai. What's the difference? Svi rav, it's mamash kumin chayimer, it's beautiful. If you just claim two kesef and you moed a pruta, it's not enough. You have to have denying on two kesefs, that's why it's potter. The next case, shtei kesef and pruta, you moed a pruta, you still deny to pruta, so it's two kesef, so it's mamash gevaldik. Fishmul, you up the creek. So Fishmul, he says, it doesn't mean shava, it means dafka. I actually asked you for silver bars, and you're moed in a chayshus. That's why it doesn't work. But if I tevei you silver bars and a chayshus, you're moed in a chayshus, that's a chiddush also, because I'm not moed, and I have to swear on the kesef, even though I wasn't moed on the kesef, but Shmuel holds, if I'm moed on party of taina, I can make a shvua on the other min also. If I taina to you, chitim asarim, you're moed only in asarim, I can make a shvua on the chitim. That's Shmuel's chiddush, if Shmuel has a beautiful pshat in the Mishnah. But we're not finished. Hakina mistavra, when it's being a riot, it sounds like Shmuel taka. That, when it says in the Mishnah, the amount, shava means shava or dafka. So we say, how can I misdav? We're telling you, seifa, lit resolve, yesh li biyotcha. I tell it to you that you have a litra of zav, that's a certain shear of silver, of gold you have in my hand, and the guy is moida to part of it. It says, lit resolve, yesh li biyotcha, inlich biyotcha, litra kesef. The loch is that your potter. See, I'm a bishlam dafka ktani. If he says dafka, I'm shemachi potter. It's very geshmak. You know why? Because he tiny the gold and you are moid the silver. There's nothing doing. But Eliyam it's shava. But if you hold shava, which is the way Rav learned, that wasn't talking about chayshus and kesef. So I'm money. Everything has to be a claim to kesef. So why over here? Here, if he means to say litrazov means a that much money, that value. So then why there are you potter? I'm a shava, my potter, litra tuvava. Litra is it means a lot. It means you have a claim of two kesef. It's litra's office is a lot of kesef. So while it be rav, is it not, is it potter the case? Elo, sits with the sefer dafka. Excuse me. Elo, with the sefer dafka. Reishinami dafka. Must be the sefer is dafka. Litra means dafka, bars of gold. A weight of gold and a whole bucket of gold. So the Reish also dafka. And this will be a raya to Shmuel, not like Rav. Let me have it to Rav. Let me be a kasha Rav. Because why is the Mishnah learning? Why is the kasha Rav? Because why is the Mishnah saying a case of mamish dafka. Because saying like dafka is a halacha that you're part of. If not, it would not be. Because why did we say dafka? Sounds like kasha rav. I'm like, rav, no. Kulam is system shava. The whole mishnah means worth two kesef and a pruta. That's what it means. But litrozov is different. But litrozov shiny. Litrozov is different. Like Rashi explains, when you say litro, there it says given the tonu mishkal vade dafktoni. Avakomat base is system shava koma. When you say kesef or pruta, you mean worth. You know, when you say you owe me $100, it means like dollar bills. It means worth of $100. But when I say you owe me a pound of gold, so then that's what litra means. So then we understand it means the weight itself and not the shava. Teida on top with tapa amar alf. Now we'll stop soon. Just see a little bit. Teida the ketani sefer dinner zov libiotcha in liyadil dinner kesef. Speak out clear when it comes to dinner zov. Dinners of the Yadcha, and the dinner cast, seven pieces of point, dinner pruta, chayiv, shakol, min matbeya achas. Siyam vishlom mishava, if you hold that, it means worth as much as a chayiv. Siyam is dafka, amai chayiv. If you're saying dafka, why taka are you chayiv? Here, I tainer, dinners of the Yadcha, if you're small, your problem, right? I said, dinners of the Yadcha, and you weren't made to anything of that. You said, kasef, pieces, pundin. So if it's Shava, it's good. But if it's not Shava, if it's Dafka, then if it's Shmuel, it's a problem. So now we're going to have to answer Shmuel. So Amar Rav Elazar b'shetonu b'dinner matbeyais. The Kamashon, the Pruta Mechal matbeya. The answer is that you asked for matbeyais, not for Mishkol. And in the next year, we will continue from here in the middle of the sugya. We'll give you a good recap. We'll start again, basically, from the top of the Amid, again, continuing this Gemara.